Many a circus has its main acts and then has a sideshow to entice people to pay to see unusual sights and sounds. One of the items that draws the most attention in this museum is one of those sideshow items, and the story behind it is quite interesting. It's next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machine Repeat, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
There's plenty to see at the Swannendam Museum, but perhaps the most intriguing exhibit to some is something quite out of the ordinary.
One of our most popular exhibits, and one that we always encourage people to come up to the second floor and see, is the Swannendam Merman.
Yes, Devin Felicicchia said merman, like the male version of a mermaid. But we need a little history to get the full sense of this story.
We found that he actually stems from Japan folklore. So in Japan, in temples, they would create these half-man, half-fish figurines meant to represent a character in folklore called a ninyo, which is kind of a trickster.
The country of Japan was closed to most outsiders until the 1860s. When foreigners could finally travel and trade with the country, they found these mythical creatures.
They are brought to Europe and the Americas and become popular sideshow attractions. P.T. Barnum is famous for his Fiji mermaid because he advertised it, you know, with beautiful mermaids like we think of today. And then you would go to his museum and see something totally different.
The creature at this museum was brought here by a ship captain and wound up in a family's home, who then donated it for display. It's small, just a few inches long, but Devin says it fascinates many visitors.
They were really fun sideshow attractions. They were like curiosities. They're called Fiji mermaids broadly because at that time it was seen as something kind of exotic. But we just call ours the Swannendam Merman. And he's a merman because he has a little mustache.
And you can see the sideshow attraction as well, for free. Not in a circus or carnival, but here at the museum in a town where it has resided for decades. Traveling the countryside in Lewis, Delaware, I'm Andrew McCray.